discussing a recent case win for a veteran seeking an earlier effective date for his service-connected coronary artery disease, or CAD. This veteran served on active duty from 1969 until 1971 and again from 1972 until 1975, earning the Vietnam Service Medal and the Vietnam Campaign Medal. Because he served in Vietnam, he was exposed to herbicides, or Agent Orange, and was later diagnosed with coronary artery disease, or CAD, in 2004. VA added ischemic heart diseases, which includes CAD, to the list of diseases entitled to presumptive service connection based on herbicide exposure in 2010. In June 2015, this veteran filed for an initial claim for VA disability compensation based on several conditions, and explicitly on his form, he identified hypertension, stroke, and diabetes. Shortly after, though, he submitted a statement that discussed his CAD diagnosis and pointed VA to look for additional medical records that diagnosed CAD. He did not put CAD on the claim form, even though regulations at the time required the use of a form to file a claim. While VA was developing the claims for hypertension, stroke, and diabetes, the comp and pen examiners diagnosed this veteran with CAD again, and so VA then gave him a CAD-specific CNT exam. This veteran then filed a new claim for disability compensation based on a heart condition, which was granted and awarded an effective date in December 2017 when he filed that new claim.
But the veteran felt that he was entitled to an even earlier effective date for his heart condition based on the 2015 claim that he filed listing hypertension, diabetes, and stroke. So he filed a notice of disagreement, which appealed the reigning decision that gave him only a December 2017 effective date. VA actually did move the effective date a little bit earlier based on that appeal to December 2016, but the veteran continued his appeal, arguing that he was entitled to the 2015 date. Ultimately, the board denied the earlier effective date, so did not put the effective date any earlier than December 2016, because the veteran didn't list coronary artery disease on that claim form. And as Caitlin just said, it is a requirement that when you file a new claim, you must file it on a VA claim form. So CCK took the case to court, and actually represented the veteran below at the board as well, and argued that the 2015 claim form listing hypertension, diabetes, and stroke actually included a claim for coronary artery disease, even though that diagnosis wasn't explicitly listed on the form. And we made this argument based on the statements that the veteran submitted shortly after submitting that 2015 claim form that made clear that it was his reasonable expectation that VA would also look at the potential connection between his coronary artery disease and his service. Specifically, he described his coronary artery disease as an issue associated with the explicitly claimed conditions of diabetes, stroke, and hypertension, and directed VA to evidence showing that he had been diagnosed with coronary artery disease.
So when the case got to court, the court actually did agree that the board inadequately considered our arguments to liberally construe the veteran's pleading. Because when the board considered the veteran's claim, it looked only to whether his claim form, his SSOC, or his NOD mentioned CAD, but didn't address whether the other information that was submitted by this veteran or obtained by the secretary included any conditions encompassed by the claims that he included on the form. Nor did the board consider whether or not the symptoms of the claimed conditions overlapped with the symptoms of CAD, or whether they were part of the same body system. The court determined that the board erred in failing to address our argument that the 2015 claim remained pending and unadjudicated because evidence establishing a CAD diagnosis was received while the 2015 claim was pending. And ultimately here, the court set aside the board's decision to deny an earlier effective date and remanded the case back down to the board. And now, of course, on remand, this veteran will be able to submit additional arguments and evidence as allowed by law, which the board must consider. Amy, do we have any final thoughts on this case? Are there any takeaways that veterans at home could take from this?
Yeah, I think the biggest takeaway is that it's really important to list everything on that claims form. Even if it seems pretty obvious to you that VA should be making the connection between the list, a condition that you have identified on the form and another condition, make sure you're listing that. This veteran has now had to fight VA for years trying to get that earlier effective date, and this problem could have been avoided entirely if he had just listed CAD on the form.
I absolutely agree, Amy. Thanks everyone for watching. Be sure to subscribe to our channels for more case wins and other veteran-related content.